To speak of the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. is to enter, from the very first line, a territory where private life and collective history are inseparably intertwined. One cannot understand the child without understanding the world into which that child opened his eyes. Nor can one understand the future pastor, speaker, and leader without looking closely at the city, the family, the faith, and the wounds of a society that had turned skin color into a moral, political, and everyday boundary. Before his voice echoed through marches, churches, and public squares, before his name became a symbol of hope, conflict, and transformation, there was a child named Michael, born in the southern United States, at a time when freedom promised on paper coexisted with systematic humiliation in real life. The American South of the early 20th century was not only a geographic region. It was also a mental structure, a social order, and a system of hierarchies carefully sustained by laws, customs, threats, and silences. Even after the formal end of slavery in the 19th century, the lives of millions of African Americans remained marked by a deeply rooted regime of inequality. Reconstruction had awakened, for a time, the possibility of full citizenship for formerly enslaved people and their descendants. However, that possibility was soon suffocated by the rise of segregation laws, known as Jim Crow laws, which organized public and private life according to a brutal logic, separate in order to dominate, humiliate in order to maintain control, and turn imposed inferiority into an apparent social normality. In that world, Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia. He was born in a city that was not a small rural town trapped in the past, but a growing urban center, with aspirations of modernity, economic activity, educational institutions, and a relatively strong black community in certain sectors. Nevertheless, that appearance of progress did not eliminate the racial barrier. Atlanta was, at the same time, a city of partial opportunities and impassable limits. Black churches, black businesses, black schools, and black leadership could flourish there, but all of this had to happen within a framework where white power continued to define the central rules of society. From his cradle, therefore, the young king was placed inside a tension that would mark his existence, the coexistence of dignity and discrimination, of community pride and structural exclusion. His birth name was Michael King Jr. His father, also named Michael King, would later change both his own name and his son's to Martin Luther, in honor of the Protestant reformer Martin Luther, after a trip to Europe. That change, which over the years would acquire notable symbolic resonance, did not yet define the child in his earliest years. At first, other things defined him: a family with strong religious roots, a home where discipline and affection coexisted, and a neighborhood in which the black community had learned to build spaces of support and pride in the midst of segregation. The family of Martin Luther King Jr. occupied a central place in the formation of the future leader. His father, later known as Martin Luther King Sr., was a figure of enormous presence. A Baptist pastor, an energetic man of firm character and combative will, he had grown up under harsh conditions and knew firsthand the violence and arbitrariness of Southern racism. His personal journey was, in itself, the story of an ascent built through effort, faith, and determination. He was not a man willing to bow his head before racial humiliation. That attitude, sometimes rough, sometimes inspiring, left a deep mark on his son. In the King household, blind obedience in the face of injustice was not taught. Rather, what was taught was that dignity is not negotiable. His mother, Alberta Williams King, brought a different but equally decisive register. The daughter of Reverend Adam Daniel Williams, pastor of the influential Ebenezer Baptist Church, Alberta came from a respected family within Atlanta's African American community. She was an educated, sensitive, musical, deeply religious woman, endowed with a serenity that balanced the direct force of her husband.